Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
20111.
Could you repeat that for me?
20111.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
No, why don't you tell me who I'm speaking to first?
Okay, well, this is a third-party call center. We assist with the calls for over 400 different online vendors. And so I would have to get the information pulled up first in order to see what you are being charged for.
So can you tell me what, if I give you the name of the business, can you tell me what they do?
Well, I would have to get the information located, and then I can explain the charge. Which is why I would need your first and last name.
No, I think I'll just tell my credit card not to pay, not to, to decline the charge. I have no idea what this is.
So if you have ordered something, then it's more than likely a valid charge.
Yeah, I have no idea what I ordered.
Okay, well, I can explain it to you, but if you're unable to give me any information, then I would not be able to assist.
No, I just don't. I mean, I've already got a charge here that I'm questioning. I don't feel comfortable giving you any other personal information.
Right. So I wouldn't need any personal information. I would just need your first and last name because I have to
get
it located
first. Isn't that personal?
No, sir, not really, because anyone can know your first and last name.
Yeah, that's true. I think I'll just have my credit card decline the payment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
That's the way those people work.